Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
A baby cannot choose to be born. Likewise, we cannot be born again just because we want to be. God has to do the work, the miracle of transforming us from the inside out. Today, more on why this miracle makes believers certain of a home in heaven. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're in a series on how you can be sure that you will spend eternity with God. Pastor Lutzer comes again to tell us more about the miracle we need.
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, this is what the text says. You have been born again, not by corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. God speaks. God has spoken through his word. He takes the word of God and the spirit of God, and those together produce the miracle of God, of the new birth. But the Bible says that we are begotten of God. God does the work of begetting. It is a work of the Father. In fact, if I would like to explain this just a little bit more, I would want you to emphasize that it is the work of the Father alone. It is a miracle that God does independently of any human agency, independently of any help from us. It is a miracle done by God, unassisted by human beings. You say, well, where do you find that in the Bible? Let me remind you that in the scripture there are three different illustrations, actually, of what happens when a person is born again. Let me give them to you. One is, the Bible says that the act of being born again causes us to be new creatures. We are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, we have been created for good works. God exercises his creative activity when he saved you. Let me ask you, when God decided to create the world, did he say, you know, this is a big project putting those stars up there? I can't do this alone. I'm going to have to find some human assistance. Somebody's going to have to build some ladders or something. How can they expect me to do this alone? Oh, no. No, we'd have just been in the way. In fact, if we had been there, it's because he would have created us. How did God do it? He did it ex nihilo, out of nothing. He spoke the word and they came into existence. Now you just stop to think about it. Where was your new nature before you were saved? It wasn't in existence. God created within you a new nature. He implanted that new nature within you, and he did it by speaking a word and doing a miracle. It is the miracle of creation. And just as no one helped him create the worlds, no one helped him create the new nature implanted in the life of every believer. Here's another illustration, light. How would you like to say to someone who is in a cave without a flashlight, what's your problem? Just make some light. Oh, we can't make light. And the Bible says that everything was dark and God said, let there be light. And there was light created out of nothing. There it was. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4. Take this slowly, but let it be absorbed into your soul. He said, the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Jesus Christ in the face of Christ. The same God who created physical light and took all the darkness from the universe by a single word is the same God who created moral and spiritual light within us, created as a miracle of God without any human assistance. Well, Some of you need another illustration because you're not believing me. Resurrection. It says in Ephesians 2 that when we were dead, God raised us up. Does God need any human assistance when he does resurrections? Did Jesus come to the tomb of Lazarus and say, "Now look, Lazarus, I want to raise you from the dead, but don't think that I can do this on my own. You at least, minimally, I expect you to wiggle your toe. Minimally. If you can do more, do it." No, he never even asked him. He said, "If Lazarus has to be raised, I can't depend on Lazarus. I can't even enlist the help of the disciples. Lazarus, come forth." And lo and behold, he staggers out of the tomb, and he's alive. And there he is, a miracle of God. And when you were born again, when you were recreated and your new nature was given to you by God, it is because God said there needs to be a miracle. Let the miracle happen. And it happened. It was a miracle wholly and totally of God. Now, there are some things we can do. Yes, we can do some things. But one thing we can't do are these kinds of miracles. And the new birth is a miracle. Now, you say, "Well, Pastor Lutzer, is it really, though, as great a miracle as putting all the stars up there? I mean, that's power. Billions of them. Is it as great a miracle as speaking and suddenly you have all of this light going on in the universe or raising the dead?" I want you to know today that when God saved you, he did a bigger miracle. Now, you know, the physical miracles, he had to overcome the barriers that existed, but that was no trouble because they were miracles of power. But when he saved us, it was not only a miracle of power, it was a miracle of love and grace because he had to overcome the barrier, the tremendous moral and spiritual barrier that would allow him to save us. You say, "Well, what are you talking about?" That message that I preached last week, I hope that you get a copy of it if you weren't here, because it is on justification by faith. Until God declared us to be as righteous as Jesus Christ, he could not have done this miracle within us. So he had to overcome all of the legal barriers and the entanglements. That's why the new birth is a miracle of love and grace, not just of power, though of power too. It's the greatest miracle that God ever performed, is to save you. Remember Beverly Shea singing in Haringey Arena, 1954. Billy was in Haringey, I think, 96 nights in a row back then. But Bev Shea sang this song that we should get Keith to sing sometime. "It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace." That's a greater miracle. Now, just remembering the difference between what we can do and God can do, I should remind you that when he finished singing, you remember there was that angry English woman who met him in the lobby and said, "Mr. Shea, what do you mean by saying it took America to put the stars in place?" Well, I need to tell you there are some wonderful things that America can do. And America has done some of those wonderful things. But so far, America has not been able to put the stars in place. There are some things that God can do. And the new birth can only be done by God. Before I leave this point, let me emphasize something else. Did you know that this is the only religion in the world that has something like this? No other religion has this. You remember I told you at the Parliament of World Religions, 100 booths from all over the world of all the different religions, and I went from booth to booth looking for a savior, and not one of them said, "We have a savior." Not one. Gurus aplenty. All kinds of prophets that tell you how to live better. But while all the other religions of the world have prophets who try to take good men and make them better, only Christianity has a savior who takes dead men and makes them alive. Only Christ can flip the switch back on within the human heart. Would you remember it? that to be born again is a work of God. Secondly, we are born not only the work of God, it is also the will of God, the will of God. Now I'm going to tease you a little bit and stretch your theological horizons, and some of you may feel uncomfortable about what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. I always say, you know, that if you disagree with me, that's fine. You can come up later and apologize for having done that. I need to ask you a question. Did you choose to be born physically? Was that your choice? Did your parents say, well, now, you know, really, we can't bring this child into the world unless we ask him first? No, that choice was made for you by your mom and dad. Did you choose to be born again, or could it be that it was the Father who chose to beget you?
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. Of course, when it comes to the relationship of God's will and our will, there's a great deal of mystery, but this much we know, that when Jesus spoke about the need to be born again, he was talking about something that we cannot do for ourselves. We need to experience a miracle from God. And that miracle, of course, comes through faith in Jesus Christ, through repentance, turning from our sin and receiving from him a gift that we don't deserve. I'm holding in my hands a book entitled, How You Can Be Sure That You Will Spend Eternity with God. Now, I need to emphasize that I believe that this is one of the most important books that I have ever written, because you've heard me say it before, you can be wrong about a lot of things, but you don't want to be wrong about salvation. You don't want to gamble with your soul. If there's anything that you need to know, it is the assurance that God gives to all who believe, who truly believe, and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the miracle of God takes place within them. Now, for a gift of any amount, we're making this book available for you, and I want to stress this. I want you to read it, even if you are born again, it will enable you to recommit your faith, but I also want you to get it for someone else. Read it, pass it along to someone else, because there are many people who think to themselves, it's impossible to know, all that we can do is to hope. Well, I think that the Bible teaches that we can know. And that's why the title of the book is How You Can Be Sure That You Will Spend Eternity with God. I want you to have a copy.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer is making clear how we can experience the miracle of the new birth and be certain of our future home with God. Next time, more about the great miracle revealed to Nicodemus and now to all who believe. How you can be sure that you will spend eternity with God. What can be more important? Pastor Lutzer has written a book by that title, and it can be yours as our gift when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For full information, call us toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about how you can be sure. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.